This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Wednesday, February 12. Jesus, the way to salvation. Our reading comes from Acts chapter 26. On one of these journeys, I was going to Damascus with the authority and commission of the chief priests. About noon, King Agrippa, as I was on the road, I saw a light from heaven, brighter than the sun, blazing around me and my companions. We all fell to the ground, and I heard a voice saying to me in Aramaic, "Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me? It is hard for you to kick against the goads." Then I asked, "Who are you, Lord?" "I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting," the Lord replied. "Now get up and stand on your feet. I have appeared to you to appoint you as a servant and as a witness of what you have seen and will see of me. I will rescue you from your own people and from the Gentiles. I am sending you to them to open their eyes and turn them from darkness to light, and from the power of Satan to God, so that they may receive forgiveness of sins and a place among those who are sanctified by faith in me." Here the Apostle Paul describes how his life turned around when he met Jesus. The Lord called him to be a witness to the Gentiles, so that they too could receive salvation. And Paul did that for the rest of his life. Jesus calls us too to spread the good news that he came to save us. But this is highly unpopular in our world today. Many countries outlaw the direct preaching and teaching of Christ's message to the world. Even in countries that have freedom of religion, it is seen as intolerant to say that Jesus is the way to salvation. But Scripture is clear on this. Jesus himself said, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." And his disciples declared, "Salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven besides Jesus by which we must be saved." Now, this does not mean that people have to convert to one particular denomination or brand of Christianity. It simply means that people need to believe in Jesus to be saved to eternal life. If you are trusting anyone or anything else for salvation, please put your trust fully in Jesus Christ alone. Through his death and resurrection, he became the one and only bridge from death to life. Pray with me. Jesus, thank you for laying down your life to become the way of salvation. May we witness faithfully, drawing others to trust in you alone. In your name, amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.